Tibetans aren't afraid of the Vancouver rain. Over 30 of them have taken to the streets protesting outside the Chinese consulate and remembering that 52 years ago, on this day, Tibetans rose up and fought against Chinese rule. Tashi Chuang is waving the Tibetan flag as cars drive by and honk. He fled Tibet about 10 years ago and came to Canada.
Today is something that, you know, we wanted to highlight more, and we wanted to give a message to all over the world that, you know, we lost our country, China invaded our country. And to give the lesson to China that, you know, Tibetan people will never die, and Tibetan culture will never be destroyed, and Tibet will be free.
The protesters have stopped chanting now. They've lined the pavement with candles and are each holding one themselves. They're beginning to pray. They're praying for peace in Tibet. Not everyone here is from Tibet, like Mary Goldie. She's a political science professor at Langara College.
Sometimes I think it's a hopeless cause, but I think it's one of those causes that people have been fighting for so long, and it really would be a wonderful thing if Tibet was given its freedom.
Tibetans all around the world are taking their cause to the streets to draw attention to the people's desire for change. But today is also the day that the 75-year-old Dalai Lama has said that he's stepping down as Tibet's political leader after 60 years of rule. This is Stephanie reporting for Thunderbird.